The practice of humility as something very positive, not negative as so many imagine, ought to be one of the easiest and most pleasant, but in fact it is in most cases just the opposite. We have a wonderful example of humility in Our Lady, her Magnificat in praise of her Son and Savior. She underscores the fact that he looked upon her humility and was pleased. So all generations will call me blessed. There's simply a recognition of a fact that if we are truly humble, we will, as it were, have a high place by Jesus. How do we know that we are really humble? Because we quite willingly and joyfully take second place in relation to him. We have a wonderful example in John the Baptist shortly before his arrest and execution by a very wicked man, hardly humble. He pointed out to his disciples, I do not expect to be honored more than him. I am not his rival. Indeed, I am only here as it were to prepare the way that he may, as it were, find the place that has been made for him, because he is the Son of God who has become the new Adam, the head of our saved family. Let us contemplate that simple affirmation: I must decrease, he must increase. And if we labor, as it were, well to promote the cause of our Lord and the work that he has come to perform in our midst, we will not be lacking in a stupendous recognition, because we will be counted with Our Lady, and rewarded like her, because we have humbly acknowledged the goodness and the glory of Jesus. Praise be Jesus, said Mary.